Did you come to talk or to fight?
I came to hear you confess.
The Red Viper landed a quick thrust on the mountain's belly, to no effect. Gregor cut at him and missed. The long spear lanced in above his sword. Like a serpent's tongue, it flickered in and out, feinting low and landing high, jabbing at the groin, shield, and eyes.
He makes for a big target, at least, Tyrion thought.
It went on like that for what seemed a long time. Back and forth they moved across the yard, and round in spirals, Gregor slashing at the air, while Oberyn's spear struck at arm and leg, twice at his temple. The flood of the life stream began to set again, to rise and inundate Western Europe. Floating off the galleys and caravels of King Alfonso of Portugal, and sending them to feel their way along the coasts of Africa. A little later, drawing the mind of Prince Henry the Navigator to devote his life to the conquest and possession of the unknown. In his great castle on the promontory of Sagres, with the voice of the Atlantic thundering in his ears and its mists and sprays bounding his vision, he felt the full force of the stream, and stretched his arms to the mysterious West.
You would help these men to hunt me and frustrate me in my designs. You know now, and they know in part already, and will know in future before long, what it is to cross my path. They should have kept their energies for use closer to home. Whilst they played wits against me who commanded nations and intrigued for them and fought for them hundreds of years before they were born, I was countermining them. And you, their beloved one, are now to me flesh of my flesh, blood of my blood, kin of my kin, and shall later on be my companion and my helper. You shall be avenged in turn, for not one of them shall but minister to your needs. You have aided in thwarting me. Now you shall come to my call.
She's got some fucking mods. I want them fucking mods,
said a reveller who stepped back.
This LED bullshit can fuck off. Those are the mods I fucking want.
His modded face glowed a deeper blue, but Chris was unaware of which emotion this signified, which was personalised by the user.
Are you sure that the story is over?
Merlin asked, nodding toward the paper in front of Geoffrey, who looked back at Merlin with a furrowed brow.
If you recall, you insisted I tell Arthur's story, not yours. Arthur's is now finished. His story is history.
Perhaps not, Merlin said, and there was a twinkle in his eyes as he spoke.
Of all these years of knowing you, Merlin, I may not know what you refrain from telling me. However, I've come to realize when there is still something to be told.
One that goes with him. I love him for his sake, and yet I know him a notorious liar. Think him a great way fool, solely a coward. Yet these fixed evils sit so fit in him that they take place when virtue's steely bones looks bleak in the cold wind. Withal, full oft we see cold wisdom waiting on superfluous folly.
Save you, fair queen!
And you, monarch?
No!
And no.
Are you meditating on virginity?
Aye. You have some stain of soldier in you. Let me ask you a question. Man is enemy to virginity. How may we barricado it against him?
Keep him out.
But he assails, and our virginity, though valiant in the defence, yet is weak. Unfold to us some warlike resistance.
There is none. Man setting down before you will undermine you and blow you up.
Bless our poor virginity from underminers and blowers up. Is there no military policy how virgins might blow up men?
We had American equipment. GMCs, 4x4s, Jeeps. To land, The car had to drive 4-5 metres in the water. We landed at 5 a.m. Lots of men died. Many soldiers were floating with their kit bags. We saw kids injured. Others died drowning. It was sad. Really sad.
Could you cut the ends like yours, said Ethel, so they're just a little bit smaller each time? Mine get sort of squashed when I try to do them. Of course, said Mildred, a wave of relief sweeping over her that Ethel had not nosedived into a full-blown feud, as she usually did if the tiniest thing upset her.